Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 3-4 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Leo Haviland's here. I know. Settle down. I'm glad. I'm excited too. Leo's back. He's one of the top Wall Street analysts of our time. He's spent many years on the street. He's also the author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. And when we want to get smarter, we call on Leo, and he's here to do that right now. Leo, welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be on your first-rate show.
It's good to have you back. So, Leo, I want to talk to you. You spend a lot of time writing about the dollar in your essays that you produce on a regular basis. By the way, folks, leohaviland.com, right, Leo? That's how they can find your essays?
Yes, sir.
And so, anyway, the dollar, one of the things that I see that is new for the dollar, one of the new challenges for the dollar, are emerging cryptocurrencies. And now that Facebook and their partners have the Libra, a new cryptocurrency is based on some kind of intrinsic value rather than as opposed to a Bitcoin. It seems I'm a little bit concerned. I want to try not to be a Luddite when I talk about this, but I'm concerned that cryptocurrencies over the next generation could actually become such an alternative that it undermines what I consider to be the United States' strongest offensive and defensive weapon, and that's the U.S. dollar. What do you think?
You raise excellent points, Jim. First, in an increasingly multipolar world where America's hegemony has declined on a percentage sense, both economically and politically, the world's looking for alternatives to the dollar in the currency space, and cryptocurrencies arguably is at least one area. And cryptocurrencies nowadays, particularly given concerns about economic growth, and political divisiveness and political turmoil makes cryptocurrencies for many to be an alternative, not just those who are looking to hide transactions. So I agree with you that the crypto realm needs to be closely watched both for the dollar and then for currencies in general. However, I think it does the crypto world face a major battle in trying to deal with the regulators, financial institutions, and legal structures, which really don't want it to grow that much.
Mm-hmm. The Fed's watching it closely. I know the regulators are other regulators are watching it closely. It being the cryptocurrency world, the genre. It seems to me that. If you take away, if you believe that America is good for the world, warts and all the mistakes we make, all of our dysfunction, the world is better when there's a strong America. I think most people will agree to that, except in Iran and North Korea and China, I guess. That's and Russia. That we know that, and one of the things that makes America strong is the dollar. The oils, natural gas is denominated in U.S. dollars. Most third world treasuries have dollars in the vault, not their own currency. If you take away, if you diminish that strength, then you diminish the beneficial impact of the United States on the world, the ability to do good and to defend what's correct in the world. What do you think?
You're right. American exceptionalism is reflected substantially by the major role in trading and in the rhetoric of the global communities, both political and economic.
And there's no sovereignty to a cryptocurrency, is there?
No, not most of them.
What do you see going forward? Do you see cryptocurrency catching on? Do you see it rivaling the dollar over the next generation?
probably not rivaling the dollar. I think it's got too much of a battle from the entrenched institutions and the legal system. However, all probably will grow if you think there's going to be political turmoil globally, as I do,
right.
And economic fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Crypto is likely to get a bit more of a market share.
Well, it's just here's one thing to think about as we go to the break. What if one currency was accepted across all three platforms, Google, Facebook, and Amazon? Think of that triangular ecosystem. Think about how much the dollar would not be used if there were a cryptocurrency that we used across all three of those in a large way. That would be an interesting scenario. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Leo Haviland. We're going to talk about the Fed versus Wall Street and President Trump. Stay with us. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.